Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent.
With Randall. Big day today, Lala. Big day.
Huge day.
So let's let everybody know that it's kind of a little bittersweet, but actually equally as exciting. So today, people don't know that this is our last podcast of 2020. And by the way, I have one thing to say, and I know our sponsors won't like this, Lala. Fuck 2020. Fuck you. Don't come back. Don't fucking reminisce. Fuck you. Okay, got that out.
Wow, aggression. Most people are like, I'm going to go box today to get my aggression out. Randall's like, I need to podcast right now. No, I agree with you. This year has sucked. But for me,
the greatest year
of our life. We created a baby. So it's like, it's really hard for me to be like, fuck 2020.
Okay, how about this? Fuck 2020 minus us making a baby.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say, listen, there are great things in 2020 that happened to us, to each of us individually and our family. But, you know, it has been the roughest year for most people in the world, including us. But I am blessed that we have our health. And I am excited to go into 2021. I'm excited there's a vaccine, not getting into the political content of whether or not you believe in the vaccine. I'm just excited that there is hope at the end of the light at the end of the tunnel. What I was getting to, and I'm going to shut up and let you free speak in a second, was this is our last podcast.
Yes.
With Time Warner.
Yes.
Our contract is up, and this is we've fulfilled it. We've done 50 plus episodes this year, and we have loved every minute of it. I just want to shout out to Time Warner and our producer, Stacey, who's sitting in front of us. It has been an incredible journey, and I learned a lot of things that I didn't know, like when to shut up, which I still am trying to figure out.
I learned that there is such thing as saying the fuck word too much. So
that was me too.
Yeah, right. Was me too. I was like, wait, we should put a limit on that word. Weird. My mom's gonna be thrilled about that, but me not so much.
I just want to talk about for a minute our journey podcasting.
Yeah.
I remember the first day we sat in my office and Stassi was our guest.
Yep.
I had to have two shots of tequila. You remember that was like 9 a.m.
Yes.
I was petrified. I mean, you, somebody who's a personality who's been on television, does all this stuff.
I was petrified.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, secrets out.
I feel like when I hear my voice, I want to bash my head into a brick wall. Now, when I watch myself and hear my voice,
can't get enough.
I want to do it all day. I'm like, give me more Lala.
It's like,
that's how I feel.
I know that.
I know you do.
You'll binge watch anything.
Anything that has
face.
To do with myself.
No, anything.
I'm watching.
You could watch a rerun red carpet clip in slow motion.
Totally.
Okay. But that's okay.
But you know what?
At least you own it.
No, here's how I look at it. The rest of, I mean, I get a lot of love, yes, but a lot of people out there try to tear you down all day, every day. So if I can't provide myself with love and telling myself I'm the goat every day, like no one else is going to do that for me. So I just figure I'll do it for myself.
Okay.
And I think everyone should live by that, you know?
I do. And I want to say that.
You live by that. Yes, you do. Randall loves some Randall.
That's not true. That's not true. Kind of. Okay. I want to take us back to the first day of our episode.
Yes. Because
it is kind of going
monumental.
Yeah. Stassi came in, we sat down, and I was petrified, had to have to shut tequila. You, like the boss you always are, just took that mic.
Man.
You were it. You took the mic, and you started out with Stassi. I think I asked her, like, one question, and then I have another shot. And then we kind of started our journey that I don't think – did you really think that we'd be here 50 episodes later?
Is that true, Stacey? Producer Stacey?
Almost
50.
Yeah, right.
46.
We took some time off for monumental moments in American history and the world history. But other than that, we have really not missed.
And, that's true.
You know, so, but.
No, I did not think that we would be here at 46 episodes.
You did not.
No. And looking back on all the incredible people that we've had on the podcast.
Yeah.
And all the moments that you and I have shared with this podcast. I mean, I said that I was having a baby on this podcast. Give Them Lala with Randall podcast is definitely a huge piece of my heart.
Oh, that makes me happy. I it is the same for me. And I think that you and I kind of found a place for us outside of our therapist to No, but it's like our own therapy. And then also it's fun to bring people together that we don't always get to see, especially in the pandemic, where we weren't able to have contact with many people. We're able to still talk to them via the phone connection, right, or Zoom. So I really enjoyed this, and I think it really helped us get through the pandemic a little bit easier than having a place to go and create and be connected and get to hear other people's stories. I mean, we started out the pandemic, if you don't, you might not remember.
I'm sober. I remember everything now.
No, but I'm saying we started out the pandemic with a friend of mine who had just got out of ICU.
I know.
With COVID.
Yes.
We want to, you know, and here was somebody where
we were podcasting from the house.
Correct. And we didn't know, and I want to say we didn't know anything about COVID. I mean, nobody did at that point. And to hear somebody that had survived was really traumatizing for both of us. And I think it shed some light on the severity early on. So I feel like we did a lot of cool things. We had a lot of fun. We had Sly Stallone on, our boy.
Epic. We had Too Short on the podcast.
We had Too Short.
The real OG.
We had the OG.
What the fuck? That's so badass.
And don't forget.
What?
Our mothers.
The most important.
Obviously.
The realest of the real. You're right. They were actually my favorite episodes.
They were. We had a lot of fun. And then we always, what I loved, and I just want people to know that, you know, when you do a podcast, you know, I don't know how other people do it. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there and some people just slap them together. I want people to know that we really take this seriously because we care. We love it. It's fun for both of us to have a place to kind of go and share our life. And I want to say that I have loved every minute of it. And the good news is, even though one door is closing with Time Warner for us, mm-hmm, we are going to be moving on. And we're going to announce probably in the next few weeks our new partner. And we'll probably be launching somewhere in January. And there'll be an announcement. You know, we'll obviously put it on our grams and we'll put it out there. So don't worry. The podcast will be back. And I am going to share a secret.
Sure.
It's not 100% yet. But we have agreed, if the new partner wants us to,
yes,
to podcast 2 times a week.
Yes.
We will be giving you Give Them Lala and a little bit of Randall,
yeah,
2 times a week.
I love that.
Yeah.
And not only would we be doing that, but I want to go into our future podcasting as something where it's not just something you listen to, but something you can also watch.
So when we launch in January, you're going to be able to see us. Not just hear us, but see us.
Which is awesome, but also I'm going to have to start getting ready again, which is a huge buzzkill, you know? Like, I really dig not getting ready.
I'm excited about you getting ready. I ain't going to lie. So video is essential as part of my contract, or I am bailing out of this podcast.
So a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks. We originally, the last time we podcasted was, I believe, like 3 weeks ago. So yep, we said we were going to come back with 3 more episodes before we went into the new year. We only did this one. And that is because I had a baby doc appointment. And you go in thinking everything is going to be awesome. And they're going to tell you your baby is perfect. Everything looks awesome. And that was the case until the very end. Keep in mind, I'm by myself and I freak out if I hear the word concerned. Is just a trigger for me. So we get through this appointment. Randall's on FaceTime and the baby doc says, I'm concerned about the growth of your baby. She is about a week and a half behind. She's in the 10th percentile, which I'd like to see her in the 50th. I'm tripping the fuck out. Like, we've gone through an entire appointment, him telling me blood flow is awesome, heart looks great, brain is perfect, everything good. But when you hear your baby's not growing properly, you're like, what is she not getting? So they saw me back. I was obviously a hot mess. I could not podcast the day of that. I went home and watched Housewives. I was like, I need something that is fucking mindless. So,
well, hold on. Let's leave back it up because I was on the other end of that call. It wasn't as simple as you went home to watch Housewives. First,
I sobbed.
She sobbed, but I was on the FaceTime. And what he did say, which Lala, you know, only hears the worst part, which any expecting mother hearing that I have a concern, he did follow that up and said, well, I want to see you in 2 weeks. I don't think this will be an issue, but I just want to double check in 2 weeks. But Lala for Lala, who's OCD, that was...
That's all I thought about for 2 weeks. I couldn't even think about coming and doing a podcast or calling Randall in Puerto Rico to talk about a podcast.
No, no.
The only thing I thought about was feeding my child so that she becomes a fucking watermelon. That's it.
Okay. But and there were a lot of tears, and I talked you off the ledge, and then I told you I was going to get a second, third opinion based on what the information that he had given us. And the second and third opinions did say that there's really nothing to be concerned with. And when you go back in 2 weeks, that should put your fears aside. That was enough for me to, you know, be able to go to sleep for the next 2 weeks. Lala, on the other hand, has slept about maybe an hour and a half in 2 weeks. We have talked about it about 417 times a day, which, by the way, you're my partner and it's your first child and our first child together. And I am very nurturing to you. And I know how emotionally tough this is, you know, this whole moment was. So I have been there and tried to be there for you. And I think we just decided for Lala, she wanted to just take care of herself and the baby. And then we went in today, this morning, which, by the way, I had told Stacy and everybody that there might not be a podcast for the rest of this month. But, you know, I prayed, you know, because I do. I prayed to God and I knew God would take care of us. And I to your dad. And that's that.
Don't do that.
So I said, you know, but I swear to you, Law, if I was concerned, I would have told you.
Yeah.
And based on what the doctor had said. But I know we had to have that, like he told us, 5% reservation. We came back 2 weeks. We came back today. And our baby is healthy and good and moving
still
along.
Still small, still a little peanut, yep. But
no,
he said, I am no longer concerned. I think she's just going to be a small person. And I was like, well, I am no Giselle. We don't have height on our side,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But here's the thing. No, but I think the big thing was is just the rate she was growing, and now he confirmed that everything is moving along in the right direction. We have no concerns anymore. And our baby is healthy. And by the way, you know, I told you we would deal with whatever came our way because that's what we're going to do as parents. But, you know, thank God that we're okay but I know it was a lot and I'm glad you took the podcast off. And I can't believe you just shared that with everybody. So that is very brave of you.
Thank you, babe.
We're going to go to a break so you can dry your eyes and then we'll be back.
And we are back on a lighter note. So yes, besides the baby doc appointment.
So we just got out of that.
We just got out of it. And it was freaking awesome. I feel great.
and now it's Christmas week and it's our last podcast of the year. And I'm excited. I'm excited to have Christmas and be with the kids and you and our future baby. And I think it's going to be a nice, relaxing, quiet Christmas. And I think that's all I can ask for right now.
And before we venture into all of our fun plans for the holiday, I think we also need to address the fact that Vanderpump Rules has lost two more of its pretty prominent cast members, which was a complete shock. We were having like a girls like FaceTime type of get together because that's just what moms do when they're becoming moms and we're quarantined. We FaceTime, a planned FaceTime. And Brittany said she didn't feel well, which she hasn't felt well during her pregnancy. So it was canceled. And the next thing I knew, I saw a post on Jackson Brittany's page that said that they were not returning. And, you know, I have seen my cast members when the cameras are off and they show their most authentic selves. Brittany is a phenomenal human being. Jax Taylor, to know him is to love him. And I feel almost like a sense of loss. We don't know where Vanderpump Rules is going to go, but it does feel very strange because we are such a tight-knit family. And to film with them was like something we did that was fun.
Right.
So to see two more people where it's like, yeah. It's just very strange.
makes you sad.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Jax is a friend and has been for a long time, and Brittany, of course, and I love them both. So I saw in their gram, which, you know, I probably never saw that coming, you know, because it's such a big part of all of your lives. So, you know, I've talked to Jack since then, and, yeah. and his take on it is, and I've always, you know, been pretty candid with Jax and vice versa. You know, his take is he's ready for his next chapter. I think that he's ready to do whatever's next for him. And I know he's developing stuff and shows. And I don't think this is definitely not the last of Jax Taylor. He's got a lot of different business ventures, and he's also probably got a lot of TV development stuff that he's working on. So, but I'm proud of both Jax and Brittany, you know, how they've handled this. Mm-hmm. And I like you said, I know for you, somebody that it's your coworkers, you know, you've worked with them for how many years now?
Six.
6 years. I mean, you know, I know when I end a movie, you know, with people that I've been with for 4 months, I get emotional, you know,
right.
let alone 6 years. That's, but the only good thing is they are your friends, and you're still going to see them daily. It's just maybe not in the same work environment.
Right.
But they're our friends for life. I mean, Jax is my boy, and, you know, and so is Brittany is yeah. my girl. And they're just like staples of our friends for
totally.
Life. So for me, it's a different thing because like I don't feel the same because I'm not really part of that world.
Right.
But you, I mean, these were people that you had 6 years of like incredible experiences, you know?
Right?
So I get it. Like I get why
we've seen each other at our most horrific, most vulnerable, happiest states.
Yeah.
You know. So when you go through something like a television show, reality television show,
yeah.
with a group of people, you're bonded. So
yeah,
that bond won't be broken. But it is sad that that chapter is coming to an end. And I do understand what Jax and Brittany have said by. They want to focus on the next chapter of their life, becoming parents. It was so weird because the other night, Katie and I were on Real Housewives of Salt Lake. And keep in mind, it was like 5 seconds, all right? It was quick. I felt so exposed because I haven't been on TV for so long. I've just been like incubating and making a kid and quarantined. Like, I feel like I am open for everybody to judge. And don't worry, they sure as hell judged. They love to say that Katie and I or the Vanderpump Rules cast are not adults. And I'm like, I'm paying my own bills. Randall takes care of where I live. But I pay my own bills. My Amex bill does not wait for Randall Emmett's signature. All right, people. And I'm like having a child and I'm like, I can't shake the fact that I am one of the kids from Vanderpump Rules. You know, 30 years old, Jack's 41, and we are still known as the kids from Vanderpump Rules. I
That's
dig
okay.
it.
That's okay. You know what?
I dig it, but I get what he means by I got to move on.
Right, he's making it. But let me tell you, you guys have had, the show has had so far, you know, I know it's up in the air, but I mean, I feel like you guys are probably going to have another season. And I would just say that 8 years on a show, any show,
yeah,
scripted or unscripted, somebody behind the scenes in the industry, let me tell you, that is, I take my hat off to Evolution, to Bravo, and to NBC Universal, because let me tell you, to have any show on the air for 8 years
right.
is like, it's unreal.
And a lot of people say, well, they've had Housewives of Orange County for 15, and I'm like, they have replaced Housewives. We have never gotten rid of an original cast member in 8 years. The same cast has existed.
For eight seasons. Yep. And that's a big thing. And I commend everybody. And look, there's, you know, now you guys made some changes and or the show has made changes. And when you guys come back, you know.
I love how Randall's staying in positive spirits. It's not if, it's when you come back.
All right. So switching, pivoting, which is my specialty. We have one last game of the new year or the end of this year for 2020. We have one game that I'd like to play because we didn't bring a guest on because we wanted to just be us to make the announcement of our bright new future with a new company. And we definitely want to say thank you to everybody at Time Warner because they have stood by us and really taught us the ropes and taught us things. And we learned so much this first year and we're very grateful. And I just want to shout out
agree.
To Time Warner. Thank you. The game that I would like to play is...
I also want to shout out our sponsors, because without them...
There's no money.
That's very true. And without them, I wouldn't have all my new favorite products. So shout
thank
out
you.
To
thank
them.
Thank you. And you all know who you are, and stay with us. Don't leave us.
Game time.
Okay, game time. So I've ripped up a piece of paper here, gave you a little piece of paper. I have this pen. You can use it. Here.
Okay.
Okay. So the game I'd like to play is Know Your Partner Podcast.
Okay.
That's the name of the game.
Okay.
There's going to be three questions. You're going to write the answer down, and we're going to see if we know each other and then we're on the same page.
So I'll write them down and then give you the pen. You'll write them down?
Correct.
Okay.
You don't have to get into the logistics. The audience doesn't care. Thank you, though, Thank you for that information.
Okay.
Okay. All right. A little look into our life. If you think that's complicated, come on over to our house and see how shit is. Okay. So the first question is, what was Randall's favorite episode of the year? Even though we love them all, what was our favorite guest on the episode of all of our podcasts this season?
Oh, shoot.
What do you think my favorite guest was? And then I have to guess yours.
Okay.
Cover it up so I can't see.
Okay.
Okay. The second question is, what was the most irritating thing Randall did on the podcast this season that pissed you off? Stacey's writing it down too. Stacey's got a list of like 400 things. Just one. Lala.
Okay.
Not a book. Just one.
I know. I limited it to one.
Okay. And the last thing is, who is a guest Randall would love to see on this podcast right at the top of the year for our opening of 2021? Who would be his, you know, guest that he would want to see? Right, those are the three questions. I'm going to write mine down.
Do you remember?
The first one
was, who was Lala's favorite guest on the podcast, or who I was most excited about?
Yep.
Two is what's the most annoying thing that I did on the podcast?
We're going to have to go to a break so I can write that down.
Okay. You're such a dick.
I'm kidding. Hold on. What's the second question?
What's the most annoying thing that I did on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. The suspense is killing me. I want to know all of the things you wrote down.
Okay, and the last one? Oh, the guest for next year?
Who would be my top?
Who, you?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's going first?
I'll answer the questions first of what you wrote.
Okay, Randall, who was your favorite guest on the podcast this year?
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Oh, I got it wrong. I forgot we had them.
Sly?
I put Sly.
Yeah, Sly at two. It's a tie. It's so a tie.
Freaking legend, Sylvester Stallone.
It's a tie.
Okay, I like that.
Fuck.
So I got it right.
And by the way, the truth is, only because we talked about Sly already, how great and how epic he was, that I went to the MGK Megan. But they are honestly equally tied for me. Okay. So
MGK with Megan was fantastic.
Okay. Second one?
The most annoying thing you did.
The most annoying thing I did?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I just think I'm just
I'm going to give
perfect.
You a hint. And then we'll come back. Cleared your throat on the microphone. So annoying. You did it today already.
Okay. You're starting to get
Work
it
on that. Work on that for the next time.
Okay. What's the next one?
Top of the who's the first guest you would want going into the new year with our podcast?
Oprah.
Wow, I put a Kardashian. I did. I wrote a Kardashian.
We don't really know each other. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But only because I've been talking to Scott Disick and he's talked to Courtney and I've been asking them to come on.
Okay. My most favorite guest, Too Short.
I wrote that Too Short, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I know how stoked you were when he came on.
I was so stoked. Okay, the most annoying thing I do during the podcast, tell you what to do.
Yeah, tell me to shut up.
Is that right?
Told me to be quiet. It's the same shit. It's annoying as fuck. It's the only time I ever let
and
this go on.
And who do I wish I could have on the podcast?
Yeah.
Did you put
a
Kardashian for me?
No.
Did you put Oprah for me?
No, Oprah for me.
Barack Obama.
Okay, that's a great one. Even though I brought that one up a while ago, stole my guess. I put for you Beyonce.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. That's like your number one go-to on everything.
She is my go-to on everything.
No, but fashion, music, style, everything, life.
I thought you were going to put someone on who like we definitely could get on. Beyonce doesn't do anything because she doesn't have to. She's a Beyonce. I've never heard her on a podcast ever.
Beyonce, I'm reaching out to you. I want you on the podcast.
I don't even know if I would remember how to speak if she came on.
You barely could speak on three guests we've had this year.
I know.
Who was the one that you could? I forgot. You were so...
Was it Ben Mankiewicz? It was, because he's so genius that I was like, I've never spoken about politics before.
Who else was great this show? I mean, everybody was great, but who else do you like really...
I also loved having Gisele Bryant from Potomac because she she shed a lot of light after George Floyd, and I loved having her on.
She was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I agree with that one.
I just love all the people we've had on the podcast.
So PC. So PC. All right. We're heading off to a break. We'll be right back for our last segment of 2020. Hell yeah. And we're back, everybody.
You're killing it with the intros and the outros to each segment.
Okay, normally when somebody's killing it, you don't say they're killing it, they just kill it.
I think people deserve props.
Okay, I'm a killer on the intros and outros, but I suck at the rest. Great. Fantastic. I have a career in voiceovers. Thank you.
You have a great radio voice.
That means nobody wants to see my face. Thank you for that.
You can take that however you want. Let's talk about Randall's Instagram. Randall's pictures on Instagram.
That's fucked up.
Can we get you to stop posting them?
I think you are so rude to tell me what I can fucking post and not
post. I'm trying to help you.
What is helping me? I don't give a fuck.
There was a picture that I saw on your gram. And you're backlit. You're backlit. So your face looks... harsh. It would have been anyone's face when they decide to take a picture with the lighting behind them. Your face just looks rough. Your caption was so sweet, though. You are such a handsome dude that I don't understand. Oh, are you mad at me?
I don't want to talk to you right now. Can we split this podcast in half right now for the rest of the fucking time?
Can we do it?
No.
Can we clean up your Instagram so that it is just...
Stay out of my fucking Instagram. It's mine. I'm not promoting an ad. I'm not like trying
You're providing memers with a lot of material.
How about this? I don't give a shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because my Instagram, I look at it as like kind of like a scrapbook.
Is the answer no to cleaning up the Instagram?
Well, you're asking me to spend...
No, I'm asking time. You to look up pictures where you look.
I want to ask you a question. You're asking me, am I going to spend 1 second of my life at 49 years old going through, hold on, I just want you to hear this out loud so maybe it processes, and spend time going into my Instagram on a Friday afternoon while I'm making, trying to run a business.
Right.
And you want me to go through my photos.
Yes.
Delete, edit.
Yeah.
And spend time doing that.
Yes.
The chances of that are me flying through the air like a fucking unicorn.
Okay.
So the answer is no.
Wow. That's really shitty. That's unfortunate. I was hoping you'd say yeah.
Do you know what? My friends that I have.
Yeah.
My poker player friends and my movie friends, they like my Instagram.
Ask them for real, like, how do you feel about this picture? They'd be like, it could be better.
You know what? I'm going to bring a guest on this show right now. Somebody who's cool and hip and young. Okay. I have an assistant in the office here. What's your name?
Oh, my God.
Do you ever watch my Instagram? Do you ever see it?
Yeah.
Okay, sit down here. I'm going to ask this assistant here in the office.
Are there two Seans in the office now?
Okay. Let's just stay on the path here.
Okay.
Because you just asked me, am I going to waste time in my life to go through my Instagram? The answer is no, because I don't care enough. Two, if you don't like my photos, how about this? We've been blocked. We blocked each other 5 years ago. So how are you even looking at my shit?
How do you look at my shit?
Wow. Some fucking crazy shit's going on. Okay. So here's the question. What's your name? Speaking of the microphone.
Sean. His name's Sean.
In the microphone. This is the microphone.
Sean.
Lean in. Sean. Okay, Sean. So you've seen my Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, you hear that my fiance here is trying to belittle my artistic integrity at my gram and saying that some of my pictures are not IG worthy. Do you feel, you follow me, you say, do you feel that some of my pictures are whatever?
Lacking.
I think your Instagram can be whatever you want it to be.
Thank you. That's being paid by Randall Emmett and you want to keep your job.
We said it was like a scrapbook.
Oh, God, come off it already, Sean.
Real player. Okay, I appreciate that. Let me bring the other
assistant. That's a good picture?
That's a great picture.
What's the baby?
That's the baby. That, right? Don't you think it could be better? Let's take a look at the one he posted of me. He screenshotted it without me knowing. Don't you think that could be better?
That's not true. People love it. First of all, what's
the... Are you kidding me?
People love this. I got 14,000 likes and everybody says how beautiful you are.
Randall, I look like I've been sobbing because that was the day after the baby doc appointment. And now for the final one. Oh. The one that made me bring this up.
This is bullshit. This is
the one that he backlit.
That was not
Come on. I'm begging you.
That was not my favorite.
It's not my favorite at all.
But I still like it. It reminds me I was leaving Puerto Rico.
You couldn't have taken a better one?
It was a beautiful picture. I wanted people to see it.
I cannot. It's things like this that remind me. My man is grown and don't give a shit. So, baby, you do whatever you want.
Thanks.
I love you.
So I don't have to go home and spend an hour?
No, because...
Because I wasn't going to do it.
Because it's not your profile that's walking through the door. It's actually you as a person, and I find you very handsome. So as long as I don't see that...
I think I look... Good. Are you telling me I don't look good in those pictures? No. That's fucked up.
What you post scares me. I'm never FaceTiming you again because you screenshot me and you post that shit on your gram and I look terrible.
You look, hold on, that's not true. And I want to talk about that. People, when I post these pictures where you're just in your natural habitat of being at home, listen, just
before
let me get,
you've smacked okay. it with the Zoom and the snow app or the
can I say what I was
face to
baby, please let me just
yes baby get it out.
If you notice, the comments are so kind. They're like, she looks so stunning, oh my God. And you're wrong. I am right about this.
All right. So you can keep all of me up on your gram because I'm so pretty. But can you delete yours? I'm just kidding. I was joking.
You know what? I want to tell my fans, all four of them. It's been a long year. Lala's tired.
I'm very
tired. It's time for her to go on vacation till January. We'll be back and we'll be fresh in 2021.
We will.
Can you stop throwing the fucking zingers at me?
I'm sorry. I had to. It's too funny.
Okay.
But moving on, you don't have to change a thing about yourself or your gram.
I throw one zinger at you, I'll be sleeping in the couch.
Yes, I am the server, not the receiver. I don't do well at receiving, all right?
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, listen, we only have a few minutes left. I know it's all in good fun.
I would like to do our giveaway.
Okay, hold on. You say this shit all the time.
Yeah.
I laugh because you know that the gram is just a fun place and it's fun to share your life a little bit. It's obviously... very manipulated, the pictures that we all put up there. But honestly, it's
yours
not,
are
it's,
not manipulated.
Okay, for most
at
people.
At all.
For most people, they're manipulated. But it's just Instagram. It's not real life.
Your gram is real life. You want to see real life? Go to Randall Emmett Films. You will see real life.
This is fucked up. I'm done with the Instagram conversation. Can we move on?
Okay. Yeah, we're moving on.
We have very little time left in 2020, so I want to finish it off with our final giveaway of the year.
What are we giving away? Don't give away trips because people can't travel right now. Let's give away money. People
for
like
Christmas and or the holidays, whatever. Whether you're
yeah.
whatever you celebrate, we're gonna give away for the holidays a $1,000
yes
cash gift, and you tell them how they win this.
Okay, so
we're gonna give away two $1,000 cash gifts.
Okay, so two winners.
People. Yeah.
There will be two winners. Each winner gets $1,000. Go to my Instagram and I will lay out all the rules on my main page. There will be a picture that says giveaway, and that is how I will tell you how you can enter. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I love giving away money.
Me too. And by the way, I think this is great. It's the holidays. We're all struggling out there in the world, and this hopefully will brighten somebody's day. So the Give Them Lala with Randall podcast is giving away two $1,000 cash prizes.
Yep.
Just follow Lala's rules like I have to every day, and you will all be fine.
Okay, I'll post the rules on my gram, and then we will tell you the winner on the Instagram. Just go to my gram. I'm gonna make this easy. Randall's trying to make it real complicated. I do giveaways every other day.
Whoa.
Go to my gram, look at the giveaway post. There you will see all of the details.
December 28th, we're announcing the winner. Two winners, $1,000 each. Go to Lala's gram for the details. And on December 28th, go back to Lala's gram and Randall's gram.
And this is very important that I'm going to state on the podcast and on the gram. If you have someone slide into your DM that is not my Instagram or Randall's Instagram directly, do not respond. Don't give them any credit card information. Just ignore it. You will receive something directly from my personal Instagram or Randall's.
Correct.
Correct.
So, having said that, we're going to close this out on what I would call an amazing year.
You cleared your throat again on the mic. Please do it off the mic. It hurts my ears when you do it.
Can you take a picture of me like this so I can post what I'm feeling right now so people can physically see it?
Yeah, I'm going to edit it for you too. Then you can post it.
You post it? Okay, so my head was...
I love that you're doing it with all my photos in the background.
Anyway, I can't even get a word out.
Okay, talk.
My forehead was against the mic, just so you all know, with my eyes closed, like I want to bang my head against the mic. Anyway, so I want to just finish out the year. It has been an amazing year, Lala. I have loved doing this podcast with you. I feel like we learned a lot. I learned a lot for sure on just how to try to do this and, you know, try to be good at it and try to listen to all the viewers. Listeners, you know, when try to make it better every week. We work really hard at that. We work really hard at going out there and asking friends of ours and business associates to come on here.
Right.
Actually made me do that mostly. But but I do want to just finish out. These are my final thoughts, and I definitely want you to finish it out and say goodbye for the year. But I just want to say it's been awesome, and I've had the greatest time, and I hope people enjoy the two of us in our banter and bickering. Because I really enjoy it. And I think that I learned a lot from the guests that have come on this year. They've taught me a lot of things. They've shed light on things I don't know anything about. I've laughed. We've cried. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too. And I know that we banter and we bicker. And it's freaking awesome because you're my lover and my best friend. And this has been something where, you know, even though we get on here and it's kind of just like what we do each week, I look forward to it because... you're just my partner in all things in life. So thank you for doing the podcast with me and putting so much effort into it. I love you very much.
I love you.
And I love you guys for listening to us banter and bicker and sending us your voicemails and your DMs that are like full of love and awesomeness. You guys truly are amazing. I hope that you finish out this year as much of a bang as you can. I mean, have some drinks for me, and I wish you a very happy 2021, hopefully better than this year.
Stay safe, everybody.
Yes.
Give them Lala with
Randall.
2020, it's a wrap.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.